Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
And we are back for another event on the PGA Tour this week. The Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. Two-course setup per usual. Had some sweat last week. Cashed in main slate with a 5 of 6. Takuma Kanaya missed on the number, parred his last 8 holes. I kept thinking I'd just get one birdie, get him to 11. I actually thought he needed to get to 12, but at that time, but as the day went on, 11 was the number, so that made it hurt even worse that he missed by one. It's only one more day, but again, you know, he goes out there on Sunday, and it was somewhat, so it was definitely more scoreable Sunday than Saturday. So, I mean, another 20 points or, you know, whatever he could have got definitely would have made a huge difference. Could I finish, I think, top 25 or so in the $200 single entry. So I could have made a run. I was actually in second place going into the weekend, just kind of flirting up and down with it. But 5 of 6, I'll take it with the 5 of 6. Get back to it this week. Hit Pearson Cootie, first round leader. It was chopped, a two-way chop, but still covered all the bets for the week, plus some. He also had him top 20, so that added some more money to the pot. We had some life with Siwoo on Sunday. I was kind of confident, but you're never confident when Scotty's roaming, right? But because he hadn't really putted extremely well and left a ton out there and kind of caught a little bit of fire Saturday with the putter, I was like, if we can take that momentum, get like a hot, maybe not hot, lukewarm putter with the way, because he was the number one in the field ball striking by a good, pretty decent margin. I thought he could hang, and especially had the opportunities to jump on Scotty early. Scotty left the door open. If he could have got a 2-3 stroke lead, that kind of helps those guys, you know, not feel as pressed with Scotty, you know, barking down their throats. But he also plays a ton with Scotty in Dallas, and so I knew he'd be comfortable in the pairing. I wasn't really worried about the kid, Blades, which he, you know, tremendous week for him. But Scotty, and all of a sudden you kind of blink and he's up, I think, at 1.6. He made one of the worst swings I've seen in a while. Goes in the water, doubles late, but no one was really pressing. It's tough. You have to figure out. I mean, I think the non-Scotty betting markets are going to become more popular. The interesting thing with that is are the books going to start catching on more and more? Right now you can still catch good numbers at times, or drifting numbers when someone drifts and then the without Scotty market didn't catch up quick enough. I think you may start seeing books pay more attention to that because, I mean, I don't know how much longer we are going to go, well, we'll just ignore Scotty and hope he doesn't do this week and he just keeps doing it. And it's tough to bet him at 2-1, 3-1, stuff like that. But we don't have him this week. We do get Brooks back for his, I would say debut, but I guess re-debut back on the PGA Tour. See if he knocks out the rust. He seems genuine and seems excited to play. I don't expect a ton from him. It's a tough challenge to get out there. He's probably, I would imagine, he wants to make the cut and be in contention and kind of fine tune. And, you know, he plays well at Waste, always has. I would expect him to be more in contention next week. But we haven't seen him, so we have no idea. We don't know if he's rusty. He could be sharp. A lot of pressure off of him. No more really what's going to happen, what if. You know, I think he knows he's going to be on the PGA Tour until he decides to retire and hang it up. I don't think he's a Champions Tour type guy. So maybe that relaxes him. And my gut tells me his main focus right now is get my game to peak form to try to win the Masters. Because he's been close many times, and I think he can win the Masters. Not that he can't win the Waste or not that he can't contend this week, but he's not one I'm going to go – diving into maybe like a DFS because he's not, I say cheap, 8,000 seems a little high, but you don't have to have him win at that price. But, you know, maybe if you can get a good number on a top 30, top 40, top 20, you could look at that. But it's just good to have him back. And obviously ESPN, you know, and the new, I don't know what he's called, CEO, president, whatever, is making big strides. And to get, you know, that extra coverage out of nowhere on Thursday, Friday, that's awesome. It's good for the tour. It's good for us to watch it and content and all that kind of stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. If you want to join the site, now's a good time. We're getting fired up with golf. We have the Super Bowl left. We had a great college football season, a tremendous bowl season. We'll be back with that in the fall. NFL's been, you know, super solid this year. Looking forward to the Super Bowl. Will be a very unique type of Super Bowl. I think you can go many different ways. I feel it's going to be a major public on the Seahawks, just with all the angles of Patriots had an easy schedule, Patriots got lucky, Patriots this and that. And so, you know, in a showdown setup, especially with so many large contests, I think we have some unique angles you could take there. But, you know, we're still, 10 days away from that or so, 11 days away. This is a Tuesday night, late Tuesday night. I will release this around lunch tomorrow. We got hit with that winter storm. We did not get the ice, so that's good, but we got about 10 to 12 inches of snow. It is still snow on the ground here. We were 114 hours straight under freezing. Finally got above freezing a little bit yesterday afternoon. But because of all that and the roads and the buses and stuff not being able to run, kids are on day 4 out of school, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, or day 3. Tomorrow will be day 4. They've already canceled tomorrow, Wednesday, and then we'll see if they go back Thursday or Friday or not. That's always fun when you're trying to juggle everything around. But if you want to join us, new year will get you 30% off any package, content, full site. Full site gets you the PGA lineup builder, the PGA model builder. You can make your custom models, export them out, do all that kind of stuff on the site. All the NFL tools. Now, those really won't come in too much impact with only the Super Bowl left, but it's all sports, all tools, all that for one price. With that discount, annually it comes out to about $15 a month. If you do the content only, so you get everything, Slack and all that, you just don't get the tools, you get all the articles, it's about $7 a month annually. Goes up a little bit in price if you do monthly or weekly. That does include a 7-day risk-free trial. So new year, all one word, 30% off right now, if you want to give that a try. Of course, we're at Torrey Pines. I said that earlier. They will play the North and South, 3 rounds on the South, 1 on the North, North and South on Thursday, Friday, and then South on Saturday and Sunday for those that make the cut. South is the classic or premier course where they've hosted the majors and stuff. 7,700, one of the longest, if not the longest on tour. Par 72, very tough course. 4 par 3s, 4 par 5s. Tough off the tee shots. Kakua rough. Normally very penalizing. I think from what we've heard already on the grounds, they've had a good growing season already, so I would expect the rough to be penalizing if you're not hitting fairways. We'll be keying on, you know, stroke gain irons, good approach. Long irons is always important here. You got POA overseed greens, so make sure you're paying attention to that when you're looking at your putting models. North is much easier. For showdown, you obviously want north, all north. It's not as big an advantage as it was 5-6 years ago when, you know, we could print money on setups like these where people just didn't pay attention or didn't have the information that we were given back then. We still are today, but you're going to want north guys on Thursday and Friday. You'll still get some guys that'll try to pick that one or two. Is there going to be someone go low on the south? Sure. but the average scoring between the two, especially because this week, unlike last year when we had a very difficult scoring conditions, it's going to be fairly very low wind. Not super hot, a little cool, but that's about it. That's the only negative. But so good scoring conditions. I think the North will be much better scoring than the South. So you'll want to load up on showdown there. Most of your first round leader markets are going to be split. Still separated between North and South, just like they did last week. There's 3 different markets for those 3 courses. So like Cootie was first round leader that we hit, but it was only for that course. So his odds were only 20-1, which seems low, but when you only have a third of the field on the course, that's why it's like that. But we'll look to target. Oh, bent grass greens on North as well. Just keep that in mind. It's only one round. But you do have to factor it some because, you know, you can go back and look at all the trends and everything. The guys that do win here or up there on the leaderboard, you tend to have a good round on the north to be, you know, kind of bank up some strokes, if you will, to survive the south course. I do think the south will play a little bit definitely easier than last year. Last year we had 8 under. Typically you're about 13 to 15 under here. That kind of tells you how tough it was last year with it was cold and windy. It's a little chillier Thursday than Friday, but nothing crazy. I don't see any kind of wave advantage. The winds are 5 to 10 at most, even lighter on the weekend. So no factors there. Cut, probably even, maybe plus one. And then winter, I'll probably be in that 14 to 15 under, maybe 13 under if they really make the rough tough on the weekend, grow it up even more. So in that 13 to 15 range, I think is about right. You know, the 5 years before last year was 8 under. It was 13, 13, 15, 14, 15. So it's pretty much in that ballpark every single year. Some prior winners here, English, Homa, List, Reed, Rose, Jason Day twice, Snedeker twice, Rahm. Some runner-ups, English, Scott, Rahm, Noren, Xander, Finau, Willie Z, Bradley, just to give you kind of idea of some of the names that have been up there on the leaderboard. Stats I'm looking at this week, good drives, stroke gain irons, par 5 DK scoring. You really got to get your scoring on the par 5s here and probably, you know, shoot even par on the par 3s and 4s. Try to get as many birdies on the par 5s as you can. And they're not easy per se. Compared to other par fives, but they're the easiest holes, especially on the south at this course. Bogey avoidance, opportunities inside 18 feet, and then stroke gains off the tee, along with putting, course fit, and recent form per usual. 40 of these guys have not played this course, so about close to a third haven't seen it at all. But a majority, you know, we got about 100, a little over 100 have seen it, so a lot have seen it. At least once since 2020. Salary ranges, we got 4 in the 10K, 7 in the 9K, 10 in the 8K, 45 in the 7K, 81 in the 6K. Sweet 16 and above, or Sweet 16, 4 ranges per usual. I'll give you 3 I like and a bubble boy. Fade of the week, sleeper of the week, some gut feel plays that I like, betting top 5 that pop and 2 long shots. My early one and done, top 5 that I like as of tonight, and then we will wrap it up and get out of here. I'll have my final one and done with the final thoughts article tomorrow, call it evening, early evening. The West Coast allows us to kind of wait a little bit. We're not really waiting on weather, so that's a good thing. No waves, anything like that. I can kind of, you know, once I get everything, I's dotted, T's crossed, get the stuff out early tomorrow evening, I'll have my final one and done top 5 in that article on the site. So we'll start with the 9K range, 9K and above. I like Cam Young. I think he'll be somewhat popular. I don't know that he'll be overly popular where you don't want to play him. He's played here 3 times since 2021, 2 missed cuts and a 20th. Could be a little bit of a knock on him. But when you go back and look, especially in the deep dive stuff I did tonight, it's really a lot of the putting has cost him. Now, can he fix that? Don't know. The putting has gotten better. And I do think the tougher it plays, that kind of will help him. But his tee to green game here has been fairly solid, even when he missed a cut. 10th at RSM, he has played some of the TGL. Not really worried about him shaking the rust off or anything. He's 7th in stats, 4th in recent form, 22nd in course fit, 5th in bogey avoidance, 9th off the tee, 27th in good drives. Just a lot of solid across the board and not really much negatives. I mean, the negatives would be he's only made the cut once here out of 3 tries, but I would also, you know, again, that's why we do the deep dive type stuff, and a lot of it's been the putter. So it's kind of, do you think he can, is he gotten better with that? Because the tee to green game has been just fine here. Cantlay, 10-1. Saw some, you know, some flashes last week, I guess you would say. He finished 13th. He's another one that struggled putting last week. You felt like he could have easily been, you know, top 5 or right up there with a better putting performance. Played here the last 2 years, a 56th and a 5th last year. 18th in opportunities, 30th in bogey avoidance, 18th in irons, 29th in good drives. About top 3rd in the field in putting, 16th in recent form. I think he'll be one of the higher owned in general, but we'll see how that shakes out by tomorrow night. I think Xander and him will probably be two of the top, you know, four owned. I'm not as high on Xander, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Although he has a, you know, tremendous track record here. I think I would take Cantley, probably a little bit less ownership and $400 cheaper. Next, Siwoo. Obviously had a lot of them last week. He played well. He's played here four times in the last 5 years, two missed cuts, two top 25s, including 11th in 2022. He's in as good as form as anybody. 11th at Sony, sixth at Amex, fifth in opportunities, 13th off the tee, second in stroke gain irons. The putting is really going to be the difference for him. You know, can he, the good thing is he's not trying to get to 28, 29 under, you know, 13, 14 under, I think helps him. He doesn't have to drain as many of those putts. And if he's ball striking the way he is, you got to think he's going to be around come Sunday at 9,500. I definitely like him this week. And then Oberg, definitely dodged that one. I liked him last week. I just didn't, the main reason I didn't get to him, I only did the single entry stuff last week, but was just the pace. I didn't know. I think it was, if I remember right, it was his first time playing that tournament with the amateurs and all that. I didn't know how he would like the pace. Apparently he just had a little stomach flu or something like that. It seems fine. All the reports so far is no issues, but I'd keep an eye on it, you know, just in case. Maybe we get a little less ownership than we should. 42nd here last year, a ninth 2 years ago. And he was doing well last week. I can't remember what he was. He was not, can't remember what he was when he withdrew, but he was up there, top 20 or 30 at least, going into Sunday, made the cut for sure. I don't think he had a chance to win per se, but he was hitting the ball well and, you know, up there in the mix, you know, to have a solid week. So it wasn't like he was playing bad and then withdrew. His game should fit here well. I like him. Maybe we get the ownership discount because of the potential off of last week, especially if he burned some people, and I imagine he did. 14th in recent form, 15th off the tee, 67th in bogey avoidance. Kind of worries me a little bit. That's, you know, just a little bit better than half the field. But that's why he's a bubble boy. Just a couple things stick out, you know, negative, but overall, I still don't mind having him, especially you start talking about 20 max and stuff like that. He'd definitely be in the mix for that. So 9K and above, Cam Young, 10K, Cantley, 10-1, Siwoo, 9,500, Oberg, 10-4. 8K, we'll start with Jake Knapp, coming in good form as well. 11th at Sony, 32nd last year here, third 2 years ago. So I like that he still competed last year in the tougher conditions, but you go back to similar conditions with the Schutze this week, 2 years ago, he took third. Stat-wise, he looks great. I mean, fifth in par five, second in bogey avoidance, third off the tee, 17th in good drives, 10th in putting. I mean, he across the board, one of my favorite plays when you put price and everything into it. Definitely like a lot of Knapp this week. A guy I rarely get to, but I'm trying to get those blinders off this year a little bit more, is Homa. And I don't think he's going to get as much ownership as he should. I'm not really going to play a chalky Homa too much, but he always plays well on the West Coast. He's played here the last 6 years. And some of those years he was doing extremely well. Some, you know, his game's been up and down, as we know, but four times he's made the cut out of six. He withdrew last year. I'm not sure exactly why. We need to go look that up before we put final thoughts out. But a missed cut in 2022, but then the four made cuts, 9th, 18th, he won it, and then 13th. So pretty good track record, you know, when he's – and he's coming in looking pretty solid last week, 27th, 19th in good drives, 11th in irons, 9th in bogey avoidance. Definitely a track I like him on. He's good at putting on these type of greens. And if he's going to be – you know, I got him currently in that 7 to 9% range ownership. I definitely like that a lot. Willie Z – I do like that they put him at 8,800 because I think we've been on Willie Z since day one. He made us a lot of money when we were playing him in the 6,000s and hardly anybody was playing him. But I think if he was kind of still cheap coming off the good performance last week with his history here, the ownership would be not super chalky, but chalk enough that you kind of go, do I really want to play him, you know, back-to-back weeks? How's his body going to hold up? So on and so forth. But I think we may get him sub 5% at this price. I'll definitely take some Willie Z at sub 5%. 8,800. Excuse me. 18th last week. He's made the cut. He's played here 5 straight years, missed the cut once. Outside of that, the other 4 years, a 7th, a 2nd, a 13th, and a 24th. So, and last year, you know, he wasn't too far. I can't remember how many more tournaments he played after this before he shut it down for the year, but he still got 24th here last year. So, when he's made the cut, his worst finish is 24th. He's finished as high as 2nd. 80, again, 8,800, I definitely don't mind playing him at sub 5%. If he was 7,900 and 18%, I probably would say maybe we make a bet and wait, maybe do some showdown or something like that. But low owned, yeah, the price isn't exactly where I'd want him, but it's driving the low ownership, and that's a good enough reason for me to make a play there. Bubble boy for me is Adam Scott. I can never seem to get it. I feel like once I talk myself into him, I wait, you know, he seems to go out early or whatever, or you scroll down and he's like +3 through +4. And you're like, well, what happened? Like it just seemed like it happened a ton last year, but he's looked decent to start the year. 40th at Sony, 24th last week. He's played here twice out of the last 6 years. He had made the cut both times, a 10th and a 37th. Stats, he's pretty solid across the board. Nothing like tremendous, but nothing bad. 16th and off the tee, 13th and par five. 30th in opportunities inside 18 feet, 22nd in irons. You know, can he putt? We've seen that time and time again. Can he make enough putts? I do like, again, getting to 13, 14 under. And that's to win. He finished 2nd here in 2019 to Rose. You know, at 8,100, top 10, that could be like -8, -9. So, and he's in the mix as far as being in that optimal for your lineup. So, I don't mind him. It's probably just, I don't think his ownership would be crazy. There's really not too much of a knock, but I had to have one bubble boy. If it was anything, it would be the putting, and do you trust it? And maybe just a little bit of personal, you know, negative that he's given me in the last 12 months or so. But he looks like a good play on paper, and definitely, does he make a 3-max bill for me? Potentially. 20-max for sure. He's in that pool for that. So, AK for me, Knapp, 8,200, Homa, 8,300, Willie Z, 8,800, with the bubble boy, Adam Scott, 8,100. 7K, I'll go right back to Pearson Cootie. The only negative for him is he's played here twice, missed a cut twice. Hasn't played horribly, though. Not as good as Cam Young, tee to green. But it's been putting more than anything. But he's coming in good form. 18th at Amex, 13th at Sony. 6th off the tee, 11th in opportunities inside 18 feet, 28th in bogey avoidance. You know, he's a Texas guy, plays a lot of Bermuda, probably grew up playing Bermuda or bent. And I'm sure the pole is just something he's got to get used to throughout his career. I like his ball striking right now. I like his overall game. For 7,400, I definitely, you know, like him a lot as a play this week. Matt McCarty, liked him last week. Almost made one of my bullets, but didn't, but he did well. He got 2nd, so I wish I would have got to him. 55th at Sony. He's only played here once with the missed cut. I do like that he's at least seen the course, but I'm not going to put too much into that. 13th in putting, 13th in bogey avoidance, 28th off opportunities inside 18 feet, 40th in irons, 48th in good drive. So just kind of solid across the board. 7,800, so he's under the average pricing. I got him at like 3 or 4% owned, so I like that. Where I'm going to eat a little bit of chalk in different places, the 7K range and even some 6 are littered with guys that are in that 3, 4, 5% range that, you know, can offset any kind of chalk I may be looking at. Next up for me, 7,600 Higo. He's been playing really good, both overseas and here. More so overseas lately. If you can go to OWGR, look at his recent results, or you can go look at DP World Tour stuff to look at stats and all that. He's played here the last 3 years, made the cut twice. He hasn't done much on the weekend, but a 42nd, a 53rd. But I feel like his game's, you know, really coming back to a peak type level. 20th in good drives, 6th in putting, 36th in bogey avoidance. For 7,600, he's going to be probably around that 10 to 12% range. I like him. I like him a good amount this week. I like where his game's at. He looked, you know, if you look at where he was in some of the DP World Tour stuff in the late fall, he looked pretty good in the fall. Patrick Rogers, 7,200. A lot like Adam Scott, but even worse. Kryptonite last year. Every time I played him, he drove me nuts. But he's good on the West Coast. He's played here the last 6 years. He's made the cut four times. He's got two top nines in those four times he's made the cut. He missed the cut 2021, 2023. Third at Sony, 44th last week. Stats, he looks tremendous. Can he just put it all together for four rounds? The good thing at 7,200, you know, if I can get him live for a top 20, flirting with the top 10, that's all I need. But he's top 15 or better in the field in five of the six stats I'm looking at. Ninth, 15th, 8th, 4th, 7th. And then 27th off the tee is this quote-unquote worst stat. So really solid across the board. I like him on the West Coast. Bubble Boy is just, you know, the trust factor. And can he put it all together? He's not really too high owned. He'll probably be one of the higher owned in the 7K range, but you're still talking in that 8, 9, 10% range. So I'm not too worried about that. So 7K range, Cootie, 7,400. McCarty, 7,800. Higo, 7,600. With Rogers, the Bubble Boy, at 7,200. 6K range, I like Smotherman, 6,900. Played him last week, liked him last week. Played him in some showdowns quite a bit. He did well there. 11th here in 2022, the miscut in 2023. That's the only two times he's played here. 8th last week overall. First in irons, first in opportunities off or opportunities inside 18 feet. 29th in bogey avoidance, 35th stroke gains off the tee. Really solid across the board for the price. Really comes down to putting. He's like 120th in the field in putting. But seeing that he's got an 11th here, I hadn't looked at the miscut detail to see how he putted. But, you know, I'll do some of that with some of the final thoughts in the articles I put out tomorrow night. But overall, you know, for that price, I definitely don't mind getting to Smotherman again at 6,900. I'm going to go back to Kanaya, 6,600. Played here last year, missed the cut. Obviously missed the cut last week, but it was by one stroke. He shot 10 under. Can't fault him for that. 31st at Sony. 8th in good drives. 16th opportunities inside 18 feet. 32nd in bogey avoidance. 33rd in putting. 56th off the tee is probably, you know, it's still a top third in the field or close to it. So I don't hate it. 6,600, he's probably going to be 2 or 3% owned. Definitely a guy you can, you know, potential for three max builds, but 20 max or better for sure would be in the pool for me. Castillo, 6,900. Probably one of the more popular in the 6K range this week, if not the most popular. 15th here last week, 44th at Amex, 31st at Sony. Stats are just good across the board. Nothing like really great. Good drives are 28th. You know, that's not bad. And then he's just kind of middle of the field of it, or top third in the field of most everything else, 63rd in putting. So just good, not great, but at 6,900, again, give me a top 20 run at it. I mean, 15th last year, I'd take that all over again. I'd lock him if he told me at 6,900 he's going to finish 15th. So he's got the potential there. I like his game overall. I think he's got a good upside in his career. Those are the guys I like to take, you know, chances on early, especially at that price. Sam Ryder is the Bubble Boy at 6,600. Hold on. Okay, there we go. Played here the last 6 years. He's kind of a roller coaster. Three missed cuts, three made cuts. When he's made the cut, 10th, 4th, 25th. So if he's on and he's playing well, he tends to do well here, or he misses the cut. So that's kind of the reason for the Bubble Boy is there's a risk reward on him. Stats are just going to look okay. He's 50th overall in the field. Good putter. We've seen him drain a bunch of putts. 27th last week. So I like the form, you know, showed a little bit last week and the upside. So 6,600 and he's probably going to be 1 or 2 percenter. You're playing upside there. Does he make a three max or a bullet? I don't know if I go that far. 20 max for sure. He's in the mix, you know, for that upside, you know, made the cut three of the last 6 years. And every time, you know, finished top 25 with two top 10s, I'll take that upside all day long. Fade of the week for me is Xander. He's a tough fade at times. The presser seemed unique. I'm not saying his mindset in there. I'm just overall hasn't played at all. This is his first tournament. I don't remember what he played in the fall, if any. But he always plays well here. You know, last 4 years, 9th, 13th, 34th, and 2nd. Missed the cut back in 2020. But at 10-5, you know, the highest price on the board, and he's probably going to be top three owned, I'll fade that. And just, you know, if he finishes 13th, I don't think he really hurts me, you know, or 34th doesn't hurt me. Top 10, maybe, but, you know, he's really got to be up there. It all depends on how the others work out around him, but he's a guy I think I'll fade this week and take my chances. Sleeper of the week, I'll go Davis Thompson. He had it going here last year, kind of blew up. I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday. It may have been Saturday. And I think he kind of put it back together a little bit Sunday. He finished 13th. But I want to say he was leading going into the weekend, if I remember right. And we had him. I do remember that. But, you know, good performance overall. He's made the cut one other time and missed the cut. So two made cuts, one missed cut in the 3 years he's played here. Missed the cut last week. I didn't look to see how close he was to the cut number. But stats, he looks solid. 11th in good drives, 8th off the tee, 2nd in opportunities inside 18 feet. 27th par 5 DK scoring. Putter's always an issue for him at times. And then he does tend to, at times, have that big blow-up hole that can kind of cost him, like a quad out of nowhere. That's a risk with him. But, again, he's a sub 5% own. He's probably going to be 3, 4% max. So, I don't mind taking some chances on him, you know, especially in some 20 max builds or stuff like that. Some other gut feel plays I like. Michael Brennan, 7,000. Not getting a lot of steam. I'm interested to see tomorrow when I kind of catch up on pods and stuff, how that, if I hear a lot of him. 2nd at Hero, miscut at Sony, 56 at Amex. So nothing great there, but stat-wise, you know, I know it's limited, but he's shown, especially off the tee, 1st in good drive, 2nd off the tee, 3rd in par 5 DK scoring. You know, can he put the approach game together and avoid bogeys? He hasn't played here yet. That's probably not negative, but he's going to be like 1% owner or less. I don't mind him. Meisner, 7,100. Don't mind him. Played here twice. Missed cut. Made the cut. Didn't do much on the weekend. Made the cut at Sony and Amex, but hasn't done much with it. 6th in bogey avoidance. 6th in opportunities. 10th in irons. 20th in par 5 DK scoring. So enough pop there that I don't mind, you know, taking a look at him. Justin Hastings, 6,100. If you need some savings, which you really, you know, pricing is somewhat soft with no Scotty. But if you did, you know, he's got some flashes that I do like. 4th in irons, 1st in bogey avoidance, 10th in opportunities inside 18 feet. Lee Hodges played here the last 4 years. Miscut, 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 and then finally put it together last year with a 9th. A 6th at Sony. He missed a cut last week. He's kind of average across the board on stats, putting, recent form, all that kind of stuff. But I don't mind playing him. 7,100. Marco, it looks like Pins, but I'm not sure. I mean, I know he's from Euro. I think he was one of the ones he won multiple times to get his card up, maybe 3 times on the DP World Tour. So definitely upside of a winner. 7,700, probably 4 or 5%. I like taking some chances there. Mad McNeely, 8,900, always a West Coast guy you can keep an eye on. Probably gets a little bit of ownership. Made the cut 5 out of the last 6 years here. 15th is best finish. But then 30th, 31st, 37th. So he's kind of makes the cut, hangs around. 8,900, we need that closer to that 15th versus 37th type finish. 24th at Sony, so a little bit of knock the rust off and look decent there. We know he can light it up putting, so don't mind looking there. Brooks, like I said, 8K. I don't mind if you want to go there. Again, as a 20 max type play, if you're doing 50 lineups, maybe 150, you know, in some of the bigger contests, certainly don't mind having some shares there just because the price is enough that I think it'll keep ownership somewhat in check. I do think people will click him just because, you know, it's Brooks and, you know, kind of the fandom and all that kind of stuff. But it's a good enough price that if you think he can go out there and compete and have a chance at a top 20, he's worth taking a chance on. I'll probably, unless I'm doing 20 or more lineups, I wouldn't be on him, but he's, you know, he's worth a look for sure. Noren, 8,400. He hasn't played here since 2022, but made the cut back-to-back years, 37th and a 39th. 2nd at the RSM. He did miss a cut last week. He can putt, you know, at times. I like him better on easier courses at times, but, you know, he's probably going to be 8-9% at that 8,400 mark. Kind of squeezed in between several other guys that I think will be popular, so I don't mind looking at him as a gut feel play as well. The betting top 5, the pop, and 2 long shots for me. I like Young, 25-1. Knapp, 45-1. And these odds can be different in different places. Just try to take an average of a few places. but shop around for sure, especially in today's day and age. Cootie 65-1, McCarty 65-1, Higo 55-1. Those are the top five that I like right now. Two long shots, Castillo 125-1, and then Brennan 100-1. Those are probably more top 20 type bets. Finalized card will be out tomorrow, per usual. My preliminary top five, one and done: Young, Knapp, Homa, Pendrith, and Willie Z. I'll put out the final five with a final thoughts article early tomorrow evening. And then a reminder, if you want to check out everything on the site, come join the Slack, get in for the Super Bowl, and then the full golf season. New year, one word, 30% off. Got the full custom model builder, everything you needed for it, lineup generator, all the NFL tools come with it for next year. You can check them out for the Super Bowl as well, but they'll be here for next year. Looking forward to the golf season in general. This will be a fun tournament. No Scotty, but plenty of action up there. You know, plenty of big names. The Brooks return is always fun, but you know, Oberg, Cam Young, some of my favorites. Willie Z, definitely one of my favorites in general. and I like the course. I like watching. I've been there. I think I went 2018 or 2019. Enjoyed it. Definitely a fun place to go watch a tournament, especially this time of the year when there's 8 inches, 9 inches or so still on the ground, and it's probably 70 degrees out there and perfect. But looking forward to it. I'll have all the final stuff out tomorrow. Hope you guys have a great week. Appreciate the patience last week. It's a rare time that I'm completely off the map, offsite meeting. Still got all the content out, you know, plenty of time Wednesday because of the late start in Hawaii. We get a little bit of a late start tomorrow as well. I think it'll be probably like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock Eastern time, 10 o'clock Central time is locked right around there. If you have any questions or have anything about the site you want to talk about, hit me up on Twitter. If you're in Slack already, you can DM me there as well. Hope you guys have a good week. Good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.